Does wisdom come from the mind, or does the body have a part to play as well? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Bertold Hoechner, associate professor of music and the humanities at the University of Chicago, discusses how being in tune with both mind and body can make for a wiser individual.
For as long as philosophers have pondered wisdom, it has been associated with knowledge, compassion, and humility. Our research was motivated by these ancient conceptualizations of wisdom, but also by a challenge to understand how an individual may develop the set of skills that lead to practical wisdom through regular life experience. Given this link with compassion and knowledge, and the movement over the past several years in psychology towards embodied cognition, we looked at meditation and also explored the possibility that wisdom may be cultivated through somatic, physical practices that focus on strengthening the mind-body connection. We asked meditators across the country to fill out wisdom-related questionnaires and to provide an estimate of the number of years of experience with meditation. This procedure was repeated for practitioners of the Alexander Technique and the Feldenkrais Method. These practices are generally performed as physical therapy or to achieve physical goals. If experience in all of these practices was linked to wisdom, one could argue that all practices would have had the same effect. To address this, we also included a physical practice as a control group, one for which there was no hypothesized link to wisdom, classical ballet. As expected, we discovered that meditation was linked with wisdom, though no such link was found with the two somatic groups. To our surprise, wisdom was also linked with ballet experience. Ballet experience appeared to be making dancers wiser, but not through the same path. Perhaps dancers, through years of rigorous physical and mental training, develop a heightened sensitivity to their bodies, cultivating a more sensitive gut feeling about life and the decisions that lead to greater well-being. The most important implication of this research is that wisdom may be trained as a skill. As we gain better understanding of the complex paths to wisdom, we hope that this study will have contributed to a wiser global society.
That was Bertold Hoechner of the University of Chicago. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.